You're listening to an episode of the Life Equals Choices, Choices Equal Life podcast with your host, Kim Olver.
This is Kim, and welcome to the 198th episode of Life Equals Choices, Choices Equal Life. If you like today's podcast, be sure to leave me a review wherever you listen to your podcasts and share with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag me at Olver International. Today, we will be continuing our conversation on leadership with Judy Whalen. Judy is a strategic growth expert and the founder and CEO of the Center for Strategic Change, a consulting firm in business since 1992. Judy's expertise is in strategy, marketing research, facilitation, and communicating strategic change to stakeholders. Her clients hire her and her team to design and facilitate strategic thinking sessions, complex strategic planning projects, market research studies, nonprofit mergers and acquisitions, executive coaching, and provide board of directors governance training. Clients include leaders of healthcare and educational organizations, service businesses, foundations, government agencies, manufacturing companies, chambers of commerce, entrepreneurs, and solopreneurs in a variety of endeavors. Judy also offers 4 courses online or in person: Accelerate Your Business Growth and Your Life Using Strategic Planning, Strengthening the Harmony Between Your Life, Family, and Work, Building the High Performance Team, and Building the Effective Leadership Team, a video series on governance for nonprofit boards of directors. Thank you so much for joining us today, Judy.
Oh, thank you so much for making this possible. I'm just so delighted to be here with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, Judy, to provide a framework for our conversation, let's start by getting a basic understanding of mindset. I know we're going to talk about the entrepreneurial mindset, but if you could just share, what is mindset and why is it important?
Okay. Mindset is basically a mental attitude or a collection of beliefs that we all have. We all have our own individual mindset, and it's framed by what are our beliefs and what kind of attitudes do we have. It's actually the way someone thinks and how they make decisions. This whole topic of mindset and entrepreneurial mindset is one of my favorite topics because of how it impacts my clients and actually me, my business, the way we all go about things in our daily life. The interesting part about mindset is when we think about success and we think about leadership, success always falls into that whole category with leadership. When we think about success, we often think about, oh, gee, it's how much training we have or our intelligence or our ability. It's not just training and expertise. It's how we think and how we think about ourselves and how we interact that really has a key role in our success.
Nice. Thank you so much. Could you specify then what actually is an entrepreneurial mindset?
Sure. This is where it gets really interesting. An entrepreneurial mindset is basically a willingness to take a risk. Now, let's think about mindset and entrepreneurial mindset on a whole continuum, because there's different degrees of taking risk and there's different degrees of mindset. It's a willingness to take a risk, but not everyone who takes a risk actually is using an entrepreneurial mindset. If we think about entrepreneurial mindset as a willingness to take a risk, it's actually taking a risk to create something, do something that will be an improvement either in their lives, their business, or their community. It's doing something that is for, say, a positive outcome. So now if we take entrepreneurial mindset back to the role of business, let's just use business, and then we'll talk about nonprofit in a minute. It could be the entrepreneurial mindset is key in starting a business. You have to be willing when you think about starting a business that, yeah, this is going to be a risk. And those of us who are in business can tell you there's a lot of risk when you start a business. There's a lot of risk when you decide to grow that business. The key piece is the willingness to take a risk. Even in the nonprofit sector, they take risks and they use an entrepreneurial mindset. People who are in leadership roles in nonprofits have to draw upon their entrepreneurial mindset when they want that nonprofit to continue to make a greater impact, or when they want to create a strategic change in whatever their mission focuses on. So there's different ways in which an entrepreneurial mindset shows up in our world. Some of the characteristics, now to help you think about how would you know if you have an entrepreneurial mindset, it's obviously the willingness to take a risk. But when you are observing people or thinking about yourself, It might be that you're able to think creatively, that you explore things and you can think about different ways of doing it, or you may come up with something totally new. There's a whole role in here for creative thinking. There's also the ability to innovate. I want to give you some examples from my clients about this role of innovate. There's a willingness to be adaptable. That's a whole characteristic of an entrepreneurial mindset. Is let's go back and think about the pandemic for a bit. The pandemic provided an opportunity for business owners and for those of us in our personal lives to think about it from entrepreneurial opportunities. So one characteristic of an entrepreneurial mindset is you're able to identify opportunities. You're open to exploring new things. Going back to the pandemic, one of my clients happened to be, this is so interesting, a jazz musician who had opened up a jazz club in the booming metropolis of Madison. Now, Madison is not best known for being the heart of jazz, but this was a jazz musician who has traveled the world with his skill, his talent, his expertise, and had opened this business. I had helped him write his business plan. We did the strategic thinking to get the ideas out of his head, did the business plan, helped him get his permits, opened his business in 2018, had just basically celebrated 18 months in business, and boom, the pandemic hits. Everything is shut down. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what is he going to do? My whole role during the pandemic was calling my clients, staying in touch with them, saying, what are you doing? Are you taking things on? Are you looking for new opportunities? Let's just say it's not easy, but he survived the pandemic, found all kinds of different ways to keep that business going, bought a camera, had the musicians could come in, play with no audience, streamed it. I mean, he'd never thought of streaming it before. Sold tickets on the internet, kept it going, continued to offer things virtually, which we all learned finally how to do. That's an example of being adaptable, being flexible, identifying opportunities, because that has changed the way he does business now. It expanded his reach. That's just one example. Another example is of a nonprofit. I had worked a group of nonprofits, it's an international foundation, through a strategic plan process. And out of that, they decided that they wanted to also launch a true association, a 501c6, for those of you who might know that. I worked them through that. We got all the approvals. They launched their new association in, I think it was November of 2019, started 2020, 501c6, they're going, and boom, March hits, and here we all were. They too, because the people on their board were in their own businesses in that profession. So they used their entrepreneurial mindset. How are we going to keep this going? The big conference that would have been in person, they managed to pull it off virtually, never pulled off a virtual conference. Most people hadn't. Most of my nonprofit clients hadn't. Continued to market their membership. They came out of that pandemic stronger because they were able to adapt, to see opportunities. This changed the whole way they were going to go about launching their new organization. It's broadened their training offerings. So those are just some examples of entrepreneurial mindset in both the private sector and in the nonprofit sector. In our lives, we all had to adapt. There were times we used our own entrepreneurial mindset as we navigated. How am I going to get my groceries? How do I keep my family focused? Those are the types of entrepreneurial mindsets. And learning from failure. That's one key characteristic of entrepreneurs. That's part of taking the risk.
I'm laughing because I've had a few failures of my own.
So have I. At first, you may be really overwhelmed. You may be really depressed and upset about it. But people with an entrepreneurial mindset, and this is where that continuum comes in that I talked about with an entrepreneurial mindset. People with the real strong entrepreneurial mindset will just see that failure as, let's just get on with the next step. They just pick themselves up right away. Others may have to use a little bit of time to reflect, get through whatever it is that they have to digest, and then they'll get on with it. There's different degrees of entrepreneurial mindset also. But the ability to adapt to changing circumstances is a key characteristic.
I can definitely see that because you don't have the latitude. You don't have 50 other products that you can rely on while you work the bugs out of one. It really makes a difference.
If you think about just the environment in the world today, change comes so quickly. Technology has caused everything to speed up. We don't have a lot of time to sit and think before there's a decision that has to be made. So the ability to adapt to changing circumstances is one of the keys that keeps you in business.
Yes, it is. That's important. Mm-hmm. Are there other things that are important about developing an entrepreneurial mindset as a business owner and even as an individual, like you mentioned?
Well, let's see. Let's just go back to our personal life for a minute. Life throws us curves. The pandemic was just one that we all experienced. But as we go down our journey as individuals, there's all kinds of things that come along that can be bumps we didn't anticipate. In my case, it was aging parents. I have siblings, but I was the trustee and the primary healthcare caretaker. That was all in the midst of growing my business. That was a big blip. Being able to adjust and manage somehow to adjust to whatever life gives us is part of using your entrepreneurial mindset, because you look for different ways to navigate your life. And it's not just aging parents. It could be an illness in the family. It could be a child who's got some special event coming up that, oops, just happens to be on the day when you've got a big business event planned. There's all these pieces that come along. It can be the loss of a job, or it could be a job that is so boring you can't stand it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So entrepreneurial thinking comes into play in our whole life, whether it's in our business or in our personal life and in our children's lives. It's not anything that's just isolated.
I know I read the book Mindset by Carol Dweck, and I'm wondering if you use these two different kinds of mindset, growth mindset versus fixed mindset, and how does that apply to what you're talking about?
Yes, it does. And again, it applies in business, it applies in nonprofits, and it applies in government entities, and it applies in our personal lives. This is what's so interesting about mindset is this is not just isolated in one piece of our life. It's across the board. So you need to think of mindset holistically as you go through your journey. But there's the fixed mindset and there's the growth mindset. Growth, I don't mean necessarily growth in your business. It's just growth, let's call it in a broader term. If someone has a fixed mindset, they believe that their characteristics, their intelligence, their abilities are static. That's just what they have and that's all they're going to ever have. That may cause them to approach life, to approach business, or to approach their role, let's just say in a government agency or a nonprofit, differently than someone with a growth mindset. Let's talk about growth quickly, and then we're going to come back to fixed. Someone with a growth mindset really believes that their abilities, their intelligence, their talents, their capabilities can all be developed and improved upon. Contrasted with the fixed, who thinks theirs are static, growth mindset people think they can continue to improve continually, just continuing to learn and working on things to improve. There's a big difference there. A fixed mindset person may avoid challenges, where the growth mindset person would say, there's a challenge. I can figure out how to deal with it and even come out of this better than I am right now. We may not consciously say that to ourselves, but that's how the thinking happens and how it turns out. A fixed mindset person is typically afraid of failure. We've talked a lot about the entrepreneurial mindset person and the growth mindset person is okay taking a risk. They see failure as an opportunity to learn and to keep moving them forward. So there's these vast differences. The fixed mindset person thinks they have limiting beliefs. It's just limited. This is all I have. This is it. It's never going to be anything more. Where the growth mindset person says, my beliefs, I can keep learning and maybe I have to develop some new beliefs. Maybe there's things that I haven't thought about yet. They're just always open to exploring, open-minded, that things aren't always just set.
It also sounds like a lifelong learner to me, someone who doesn't think, oh, I'm too old to think about that. It's too late for me. That kind of thing would not cross the mind of someone with a growth mindset.
Right. And then there's one other piece here. A fixed mindset person really resists feedback and can feel threatened by the success of other people. So now you think about what we might encounter when we're dealing either with clients or if you're in a work environment with multiple people. You can begin to understand why there's some resistance in a workplace to certain things. Where the growth mindset person sees feedback as that opportunity to continually learn, to keep changing and moving forward. And they're willing to step out of their comfort zone. The fixed mindset person isn't. When you really understand these two different mindsets, it opens up a whole aha as how you approach different facets in your life. For instance, if you're a manager in an organization and you've got someone with the fixed mindset who really doesn't like that feedback and you still have to give them a, let's just call it a typical performance review. They do them differently now in this new age.
Yes.
But you still have to give them some kind of feedback. That's going to be a hard thing for that person with the fixed mindset. The more you're aware of what those characteristics are, the more tailored that communication with that person. Communication in the business world, in the corporate world, in the nonprofit world is really the biggest challenge we all face. People think that because they can talk that people are understanding, and that's not the case as we know. Those two mindsets, if we can get an understanding of them and then become aware of what's happening in our world, even with our children, you can tell. Again, going back to that continuum, sometimes people have a fixed mindset about certain things, but then they might move further down the continuum about other things. And so you just need to be really tuned in to not only your own mindset when you're working with them, speaking to them, even playing with them, to their mindset. Because we approach it with, we have this kind of a mindset, and we just expect people to have that same kind, and it's not the case.
That's so true.
The more we can know and understand, the more we can interact more effectively. It makes a difference in choices, and I know this is your field.
Yes.
A fixed mindset person will make different choices about something than the growth mindset person would.
Very
so
true.
Mindset impacts our choices throughout life.
If people are listening to this podcast and they want to develop or cultivate their entrepreneurial mindset, what would you recommend?
Okay. Oh, this is so fun. I don't want to overburden your listeners with a laundry list, but there's a few things you can do. If you want to develop your growth mindset, one thing is to set very clear goals. And I suggest you write them down and then focus on the big picture. Turn that statement around is focus on the big picture first and then write your goals on how you're going to reach that big picture.
Okay.
That's one thing you can do, because moving forward to reach that big picture, which in my work with clients, we call that the vision of what it is you're working towards, and then write your clear goals and the fact that you're going to then hopefully take action to move towards those goals. That is the entrepreneurial mindset, is the moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Another tip is just get comfortable with failure. Failure doesn't have to be one of those big dramatic things. It could be the little things. Start with little things that maybe didn't turn out exactly as you wanted. For some reason, I'm thinking about a children's birthday party. There's so many pieces when you'd offer a children's birthday party. Maybe certain children weren't able to come, and that's disappointing. Or there's too much running and noise or whatever. All those little things that start to cause you drastic anxiety, those can be connected to failure. But just get comfortable with failure. Call it a different word if failure is too awful for you. But then learn from it. Use that as a learning opportunity. In marketing, that's why you measure what kind of return on your investment did you get. It's not technically called a failure, but there's always ways to adjust. That's building entrepreneurial. Managing your finances, there's another way to keep building that entrepreneurial mindset. Some of us are really good at it, and some of us aren't. Some of us creatives would rather be creating than putting numbers in boxes.
Amen. That's me.
I understand that. But I also understand that if I want to know if I'm moving forward, there's pieces I have to do, or I have to hire someone or find someone who will do pieces that I don't like to do. One of the most helpful things, and I want to say easiest, and it can be fun and it can be inspiring, is surround yourself with like-minded people. If there's somebody who drains your energy, just try to move them to the edge of your circle or even out of your circle. Sometimes you don't have the flexibility to move them totally out. Sometimes they might be a distant relative or whatever, but move them to the edge. Getting yourself surrounded by other entrepreneurs, people who use entrepreneurial thinking, that is what keeps you moving down the path and using your entrepreneurial skills. Just from my personal experience, being able to connect online, offline with entrepreneurs who are at different stages of their business has been the biggest opportunity for me to grow my entrepreneurial thinking, because I've got clients who are at different stages of their business, but I have colleagues who are also at different stages of their business and some who are so far the entrepreneurial spectrum, they're way down at the end of being a serial entrepreneur. Starting multiple businesses, coming up with the capital, things that I'm still moving towards. But being able to surround yourself with those people, whether it's in person or online, and just learn, just being around them, just their conversations about what they're doing in their business, learning opportunities. Those are just three suggestions. There's some more, but they get a little heavier.
Okay, well, that's a start. Thank you so much for that. I hate to say this, but we are coming to the end of our time together. So I wonder if there's anything you'd like to add that we didn't get a chance to talk about yet.
Not anything that we haven't had a chance to talk about. There's things that I could expand on, but I think we hit the major topics. Is just believe in yourself.
Okay. Thank you for that. Do you have anything coming up you'd like to tell our audience about?
I don't have anything coming up like a live event, but I do have an ebook that I'm going to offer to all your listeners for free. It's called The Big List.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Well, here's the reason. It's called The Big List of Core Values. You can go online and you can find information about entrepreneurial mindset if you want to sit and read. But the real root at the base of entrepreneurial mindset is, what are our fundamental beliefs? Remember when we started talking about mindset, I said it's an attitude and it's a collection of beliefs. I mean, the root cause of all of our distress is that we aren't clear about what are our fundamental core values, and we're making choices that are sometimes in conflict with a core value, and we don't even know. That's what causes all the conflict, the dissonance, the anxiety causing things. And so I want to offer your listeners, it's called The Big List of Core Values, and it is simply a list of words that they could scan to help them start thinking about what are their core values. And if they have trouble figuring out their core values, they can contact me and I'll come up with a next piece to help them sift and winnow further. It's so important that we all know what are our core values, because that's the basis of what we make our choices on, whether we're conscious about it or not. Once you understand your core values, you will be able to make choices easier, faster, better decisions, and it will reduce the stress, anxiousness that you have, the conflicts that you have in your life, because you won't be making decisions based upon your core values.
Well, I love that. That sounds great.
It's fundamental. It's basically the root of my business is I do a lot of work with organizations on core values.
Nice. Thank you for that. I'm sure my listeners will be very happy. I'll put that URL in our show notes. So that'll be great.
Super. Thank you.
If people wanted to get in touch with you for more information, what could they do?
They could email me, Judy@centerforstrategicchange.com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'll also put that in the show notes.
Oh, super. Thank you.
My pleasure, Judy. I really appreciate you joining us today. I know you're in the middle of a big project, and I'm glad that you took the time to do this podcast. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, because this is just a topic that's just so near and dear to my heart, my business. I'm hoping it helps listeners and people find out what's near and dear to their hearts.
I know that it will. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and remember to leave a review and share with your connections on social media. I also hope you'll join me next week when we'll be changing the topic from leadership to diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. I'm looking forward to it. Talk with you then.
This has been another thought-provoking episode of Life Equals Choices, Choices Equal Life. To listen to past episodes, please visit our website at lifeequalschoices.com or listen wherever you download your podcast. And don't forget, remember to subscribe.